A windy second round of the British Open today at the Royal Troon Golf Club in Scotland. The defending champion, Ben Curtis, missed the cut and won't be around for the two weekend rounds. Several of golf's biggest names, though, are on the leaderboard. As he does most Fridays, Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis joins us. Now, Stefan, who is up there on the leaderboard?
Well, the current leader is not one of those big names. It's Skip Kendall, a 39-year-old American who's never won a tournament in 310 tries on the PGA Tour, and he's currently ranked 90th in the world. He's 7 under par. Some more familiar names are, within striking distance, Ernie Els, Vijay Singh, Colin Montgomery. This year's U.S. Open champ Retief Goosen is up there, as is this year's Masters winner Phil Mickelson. Mickelson has never finished in the top 10 in the British Open, but he shot a 5-under 66 today to get into contention.
But let's cut to the chase. How did Tiger Woods do?
Well, even par 71 today, one stroke under par for the tournament, six strokes out of the lead, and tied for 17th place.
This is a big discussion in golf. Tiger Woods has not won one of the four major championships, British Open, U.S. Open, the Masters, or the PGA, in his last eight tries, dating back to 2002. And that's been held up as evidence of a big slump for Tiger Woods, maybe even an early decline. Is that fair?
Well, I think it's fair to take a look at it, especially now. There's more money, and there's more media and fan interest in golf. And part of being a celebrity athlete these days is that everything you do is scrutinized. But I don't think it's fair to conclude that Tiger can never regain his form. He's 28 years old. He's won eight majors already. And even with this 0-for-8 slump, he's still on track to beat Jack Nicklaus's record of 18 majors. I think it's worth pointing out that Nicklaus went 12 majors without a win between 1967 and 1970. At about the same age as Tiger.
And Nicklaus probably was not asked at every single major when he would win the next one.
No, he was actually quoted recently as saying that he never thought about it and no one reminded him about it. He also recalled that he performed pretty much like Tiger during his drought. He finished second in three majors and won a bunch of tournaments. Tiger has finished second in two majors, and he's also won a bunch of tournaments. And he's still the number one player in the world, a ranking that he's held for five straight years.
But if he doesn't do very well, certainly not win the British Open, or does a lot worse than that, his number one ranking would be in jeopardy.
Right, and more than that, he hasn't looked good in recent major tournaments or generally, and he's admitted it. But the difference, I think, between the early Tiger that we're so used to and the current one is sheer dominance. When he won the U.S. Open and the Masters by 15 strokes and 12 strokes, he made it look so easy. That energized golf. It boosted TV ratings and prize money. And that's why it's been so shocking for everyone to see him look merely mortal.
This pressure has to weigh tremendously on an athlete. So when Tiger Woods says that he wants to break Jack Nicklaus's record, there are a lot of factors playing against him here.
Yeah, the scrutiny and the expectation I don't think helps. Money's another factor. He's made more than he's ever going to need. There are physical questions, too. Tiger has had knee problems and back problems. He employs a powerful swing that could take its toll over time. And he's also been playing at such a high level for nearly all of his life. The former British Open champion, Johnny Miller, who's now a TV commentator, has a recent book out, and he called Woods an old 28 because he's been playing since he could barely walk. Of course, Tiger could go out and shoot 65-65 this weekend and shut all of us up.
Of course, we should acknowledge here the widely held thesis on golf courses across America that it's all about the fact that he is now engaged and that his mind is not on the game.
Well, Tiger has actually had to address that, too, which is something I'm sure Jack Nicklaus never had to when he was a young father winning majors or going into a drought on the tour. Tiger recently said when asked about his engagement that he won major championships when he was living with his affianced.
There you go. Thank you, Stefan.
Wall
Street
you,
Journal
Robert.
Sports writer Stefan Fatsis. He joins us most Fridays to talk about sports and the business of sports.